From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. At least 21 people are dead in ongoing protests in Iran. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster told VOA Tuesday, quote, the Iranian people are expressing frustration about a regime that pays more attention to exporting terrorism than it does to meeting the needs of its own people.
I think what's most important now is for the whole world to tell Iran that they have to respect the rights of their citizens and allow them to demonstrate peacefully and to not engage in the kind of violence against the demonstrators that we saw, remember, back in 2009 and that we're starting to see now as well.
President Donald Trump tweeted Wednesday that he has such respect for the people of Iran as they try to take back their corrupt government. Ethiopia's leader has announced plans to drop charges against political prisoners and close a notorious prison camp in what he calls an effort to widen the democratic space for all. Prime Minister Hailemariam Desalegn's comments on Wednesday came after anti-government protests engulfed much of the rest of Oromia and Amhara regions in recent months, affecting businesses and transport networks. Hailemariam said, quote, political prisoners that are facing prosecutions are already under arrest will be released, and a notorious prison cell that was traditionally called Maekelewai will be closed down and turned into a museum. Members of the Al-Shabaab Islamic militant group attacked and killed 5 Kenyan police officers on Wednesday. Officials say the attack occurred near the shared border with Somalia in the northern county of Mandera. The Somali-based Al-Shabaab has launched a series of attacks in Kenya since 2011. This is VOA News. North Korea said it would reopen a long-closed border hotline with South Korea on Wednesday, hours after U.S. President Donald Trump appeared to mock North Korea's leader. Grace Lee reports.
A new war of words to start off the new year between Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Trump tweeting on Tuesday, I too have a nuclear button, but it is a much bigger and more powerful one than his, and my button works. A direct response to Kim Jong-un's New Year address earlier this week.
The entire United States is within range of our nuclear weapons, and a nuclear button is always on my desk.
That, as Washington says, it's hearing reports that Pyongyang might be preparing for another missile test.
I hope that does not happen. But if it does, we must bring even more measures to bear on the North Korean regime.
Kim Jong-un has stressed his country will push ahead with mass-producing nuclear warheads, but also said he was open to dialogue with South Korea. On Wednesday, the regime announced Kim had given the order to open the border hotline between the two countries, something Pyongyang had cut off in 2016 in response to South Korea slamming down sanctions over the North's nuclear tests.
That was reporter Grace Lee. U.S. President Donald Trump wrote on Twitter that the U.S. spends hundreds of millions of dollars each year to Palestinians and gets no appreciation or respect. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley on Tuesday explained why the administration would stop funding the Middle East process.
The administration is withholding $255 million in assistance to Pakistan. There are clear reasons for this. Pakistan has played a double game for years. They work with us.
Apologies, wrong audio there. Ambassador Haley said that it was an attempt to get the Palestinians back to the negotiation table. Palestinian official Hanan Ashrawi responded with a statement on Wednesday saying that President Trump has sabotaged the search for peace, freedom, and justice. Isha Sarai reports that the U.S. military says it has carried out an airstrike in Somalia that killed 2 al-Shabaab extremists and destroyed a vehicle carrying explosives.
The U.S. Africa Command statement says the airstrike occurred early Tuesday about 50 kilometers west of Mogadishu and that no civilians were killed. Mogadishu is frequently targeted by the al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab. The extremist group was blamed for the October truck bombing that killed 512 people in the capital. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
The Afghan spy agency says it has arrested 13 suspected Islamic State militants in a raid in Kabul, believed to be behind recent suicide bombings in the Afghan capital. Last week, an IS suicide bomber attacked a Shiite Muslim cultural center in Kabul, killing more than 40 people and wounding around 90 others. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.